SB Nation AM continues now on SB Nation Radio. Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, the good, the bad, and the dumb for a Tuesday after week number two is done in the National Football League. So let's go to the good.
God, I don't know if I can. You just messed me up.
I did mess you up. I'll explain later. So we'll explain later what we were just talking about because I am now really confused.
I feel like I need to do research.
Yeah,
but
We'll get to that later.
All right, the good of the day. The good is Dirk Nowitzki had to start fasting.
Did he really?
Because he ate so much right after he retired.
No, that's great. No. That's not only good. That is great. That is what you're supposed to do.
I guess he went on vacation he probably took an extended vacation all throughout Europe, his homeland. I think he was in Spain for a little bit. He said he gained close to 50 pounds.
Oh, geez, really?
and was pushing 300.
Okay, come on.
But him pushing 300 at 7 feet is a lot different than you and I pushing 300.
Very true, but still, really?
You and I pushing 300, we're looking like Violet from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, no kidding. That's very true. That's very true. God, I just went on a cruise for a week, and I was ashamed when I got off how much food I ate. What is he doing on retirement that made you gain?
Well, I mean, I think
50
it's
pounds.
It's that he's probably eating the same amount. He's just not working out.
That's true. That happens to a lot of these guys, right? Because
Except offensive linemen.
Except offensive linemen. That's the example. But have you ever seen like former athlete basketball players, especially after they retire?
Yeah.
Like, woo. But you're right. Offensive linemen are different because they eat so much during the year when they're playing to keep up their weight and to keep up their bulk that when they retire, they don't need to eat as much as they don't. And then they end up losing weight and looking great.
Yeah. Just look at a before and after picture of Joe Thomas.
Oh, Joe Thomas. Yeah. He was like, I'm done being a fat man. Yeah. No kidding. But do we have any pictures of Dirk?
I haven't found any pictures yet. If I do, I will. We'll put them out there.
Okay. Remember a while back you sent me a picture of Robert Redford or Brad Pitt with the beard, and he was fat.
Yeah.
Kind of out of the woods. And I forget which one it was.
No. That was Robert Redford or I always thought it was Zach Galifianakis.
Zach Galifianakis. He looks like Zach Galifianakis, but it's Robert Redford.
Yep.
Right? I wonder if there's a picture of Dirk where somebody took a picture of him in public and went, is that Dirk? And he's just...
Hey, great disguise.
Right. Great.
If you
exactly.
don't want to be hounded by autograph seekers, just pack on the pounds.
Very true.
Leave people guessing. Because I guarantee you, I still am on the fence if that it's a meme or a gif or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Of Robert Redford. I'm still on the fence if that is Robert Redford or not.
Because
I still want to say it looks more Zach Galifianakis than it does Robert Redford in my mind.
But good for Dirk. Going on vacation, being retired, eating as much as you want, not worrying about it.
To the point where he had to fast. I guess he didn't eat for a week.
Wow.
I don't have that willpower.
Do you lose 50 pounds in a week?
I don't think he lost 50 pounds in a week. But, you know, he's probably just drinking water that entire time. But I can't do that.
Guys, I'm not a doctor. I don't want to. I'm not saying this is medical evidence of anything. But Phil Mickelson just went on a 15-day fast over the summer, and he looks fantastic.
He looks great.
He really looks great.
I don't think I could do that.
So I don't know much about the science behind it. I don't know if your body goes, all right, when you start eating again, I'm storing all this bad boy, and you're going to be fat again. But I don't know anything about that. But I do know this, that it might work. It might work for some people. Maybe it was something I need to look into. But I can't do it. So I'm not even going to try.
Yeah.
So I can't.
I got to find another one. I need a magic pill.
I went 24 hours once without eating because I was so busy. And I just was like, you know what? I'll try. There was some point in the day where I was like, you know what? I won't eat. I just won't eat. I was miserable. I was starving. I couldn't sleep. I finally just gave up. I was like, I'm going to have a bowl of cereal. But I was so busy throughout the whole day. I had to skip lunch and then dinner. I was doing a race, an auto race, and I was just in Colorado and I was slammed. So when I went home, I could have eaten just before bed, but I was like, you know what? Nah. When I get up in the morning, I'll have gone 24 hours without eating. That's got to be kind of cool. But I couldn't even sleep. I could not sleep. I was hungry. I was starving. And I just couldn't do it. So I know I don't have the willpower to do it.
Yeah, I guess he's been eating ice cream almost every day.
Good for him.
Gained 15 pounds of ice cream.
Good for you, Dirk. Good for you. What's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day, Lori Loughlin is reportedly regretting the fact that she did not take that plea deal.
Oh, tell me about this, because I know Felicity Huffman got 14 days.
Yeah.
And which is nothing.
Then if she serves a day longer than that, or if she serves the whole 14 days, I'd be surprised.
Yeah,
but
no
apparently
kidding.
Lori Loughlin is looking at what Felicity Huffman got and go, oh, I should have done that one.
Just do that.
Because Felicity Huffman is 14 days in jail. I think she owes a $15,000 fine and hundreds of hours of community service. And that's it.
That's it. For scamming her way into her kid's
And we
kids
will
college.
Forget about it. By this time next year, we won't even remember that she was a part of it.
God.
Lori Loughlin, on the other hand, said, nope, claiming her innocence. I'm going to fight this to the bitter end, and because of that, the prosecutors tacked on another charge that could see her in prison for up to 20 to 30 years.
Oh, my God! 20 to 30 years?
Yeah, I think it's a money fraud or wire. I don't know what it is.
Well done.
Yeah, apparently she is now, it's been reported, she hasn't came out and said it, but the rumors are circulating out there. From viable sources that she wishes that she had taken the plea deal that was offered to her.
No kidding.
Because it was probably less than a month's worth of time in jail. Probably at a really, really cushy jail.
Absolutely.
Not where she might end up going.
I read this story where there was this woman in Connecticut. She was homeless. Her and her kid were living in a van. And she forged papers. Yeah. Did you see this?
Yep.
She forged papers. So that her kid, she told the school district her kid lived with the babysitter, that was his residence, so the kid could go to a good school. But she was homeless. She got 5 years for that.
Yeah.
5 years in prison for doing that. And Felicity Huffman conned her kid's way into college with all sorts of bribes and whatnot and got 14 days.
Yep.
Unbelievable. I'm not saying what that woman in Connecticut did was right, but 5 years in prison?
Versus 14 days.
If her kid is in sixth grade, he comes out a junior in high school? Come on. That's ridiculous.
And to be honest with you, I doubt she serves all 14 days.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
She'll probably be sitting there. I mean, it's going to be one of those really posh jails where, there's actually linens on the bed,
Yeah.
Almost in a way, I would think of it as probably like a little vacation. Just in a, just not near a resort that you're used to.
Plus, she's not worried about, having to get a job afterwards.
Right,
How does that record affect her getting employment?
She doesn't have to work.
Yeah, she doesn't have to work.
Yeah, her husband's William H. Macy. He's doing fine.
He's doing real good. Is that Shameless show still on the air?
Yeah,
that was
pretty
funny. I stopped watching it, but that was pretty good, man.
I mean, he's not good. I don't think he's really good as, a starring role in anything. But he's a great support character.
Oh, he's really good. Really
good.
And
he'll be in everything. And they're fine. Yeah, you're exactly right. She's not going to be worried about, oh, my God, this is going to be on my permanent record.
Yeah. How do I explain this to future employers? All right, what's the dumb of the day then?
The dumb of the day, I'm a little on the fence about this, but, hear me out. Virginia basketball coach Tony Bennett turned down a raise.
I saw this, yeah.
Because he already has more money than he needs.
Oh, my God. Coach must be sending him text messages going, shut up.
Exactly. And I mean, how until you've reached swimming in Scrooge McDuck money, you don't have more money than you need.
That's right.
That's just a given in life. I learned that a long time ago.
God.
But yeah, apparently, and said, that extra money you're going to do, you gifted it back to the students, the athletic program, blah, 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 whatever.
Really? God, there's always one guy, right, that makes you go, oh.
Yeah. I remember hearing a story. Tony Gwynn used to do this all the time, and it made his agents furious. He would come in, and they would be renegotiating, and he wouldn't go for that astronomical amount. He would go, let's take the amount that helps the club out. And his agents would be furious. He's like, Tony's like, there's a trend that happens throughout all of Major League Baseball, and you're going against that trend. And but he was always for the team. He's like, I don't need, hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, and you know what? It's a lot of people don't realize how much pressure some of these athletes are from the union. Like they may go, oh, I want to take less money. And some can get away with it because some have some panache and enough to get away with it. But some younger guys, that are in negotiations, there's a lot of pressure from the unions to set the bar in particular positions in sports. And it does, it really goes through all sports, but you are under so much pressure to get as much money as you can because it's supposed to be great for everybody. It's supposed to lift everybody up. All boats rise with the tide, that kind of thing. But in coaching, it's different because there's not a union. There's no brotherhood, right? So Tony Bennett's deal, you know, Mike Krzyzewski could go, well, that's good for him, but I'm getting as much money out of Duke as I possibly can in my next contract. Like, there's no one's – but if you're a coach, you don't want to hear another guy – talking about the virtues of giving money back to the system or giving it to the athletic department and all these other kind of grandiose things when, you know, coaching is a frickle business, man. You can be out and not get back in for a long time. You might be on a bench as an assistant if that head coaching gig doesn't work out. Get as much coin as you can. I'm sure there were a lot of Tony Bennett people out there.
Oh, I'm certain
winning a championship.
I'm certain there were.
Oh, yeah.
Your peers don't want to see you do that because they're going to be looking at you like, oh, man, how am I going to squeeze more money out of my job?
Oh, especially since he just won a national championship.
Right.
Right? Like, and you may not have.
Not only that, but literally went from worst to first.
Right. Right. Exactly. Got kicked out by a 16 and then won a championship. And they're like, well, Tony Bennett has a championship and he's only making. And you're like, oh. Yeah, but yeah. I'm one of the up-and-coming young
coaches.
What
have you done for me lately?
Right. What have you done for me lately? I agree. That I'll put it in the dumb for now. I'll see where this plays out, but I think you're right to put it there. You said you're on the fence.
I'm on the fence about it. I mean, because in a way, it's a great
it's a
gesture.
Good story. It's a good
story. It's a great gesture, but, you know, yeah, I mean, the long-term effects of it or the ramifications that spread out like little fingers across the coaching landscape – God, that just, you know, it kind of sets them back a little bit.
It does.
Because
it really
the next guy who signs an extension, say it's, I'm trying to think of a coach. You know, I'll use your alma mater, Frank Martin.
Frank Martin.
Say Frank Martin goes in and he's negotiating and he says, no, 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 give me more. You know, I mean, how's that going to look?
Right.
he's had some success. Or, you know, you can go with, I can't remember the guy's name up in Villanova.
Oh, yeah, Jay Wright.
Jay Wright, who, you know, it seems like every other year he's winning a championship or every other year he's at least in the Final Four. What if he negotiates and he's asking for more?
Right, yeah. Well, if you're like Mike White down in Florida and you go up for more money and they go, well, this number seems to be good for national championship coach Tony Bennett.
Right, exactly.
I don't know what to say about this. I gotta talk to my people.
Because in the AD, you can just sit there and go, what have you done for me lately?
That's very true.
How many Final Fours do you have under your belt, Florida man?
All right, it's the good, the bad, and the dumb on a Tuesday. All right, coming up, Ron and I will explain what we were just perplexed about that has us still kind of shaking our heads. Next, SB Nation AM.